Meanwhile, one winning science communicator who began way back as an astronomer in Hobart, Ken McCracken, has now produced a lively book of his story called Blast Off. In it, he questions one aspect of global warming research like this.
Now in my geriatric years, I'm now conducting what I call Bronze Age space science, where using ice cores from Antarctica and Greenland, we were able to reconstruct what the sun was doing, certainly for the last 10,000 years with great ease. And that has shown me just how much the sun has varied in various cycles. A 2,300-year cycle, which is most people don't know much about, 208-year cycle, and so on. And this made me look at what we were doing, and I have to make it clear. I believe that the CO2, CH4 contributions to climate are real. But I'm also very convinced that looking at the historical records from glaciers and from other sources, carbon-14, all of this says to me that the sun has been doing as well, and that we have two culprits who are the cause of this. And my great concern has been that I could see that one of the culprits was about to go quiet. In other words, the sun was about to go quiet. This was clear it was going to happen. And that when that happened, the world will go cool for about 20 years, and all the political will might evaporate to do something which I believe needs to be done. The evidence is not all in yet. One of the things that happened was that the International Panel on Climate Change, in their third report, gave a fairly substantial contribution coming from the sun. In their fourth report, they cut it by a factor of three. And the evidence to date, which I was alluding to there, was that I think they were made an error. And they were very good scientists, one of them, and in fact the leading member of that committee was a young lady trained in Broken Hill. They, I think, misjudged some of the evidence. And right now, the sun is going into a period of massive lack of sunspots. It's still, the jury is out, but if in about 6 months we don't have a much more solar activity, we know that we're going back into an environmental situation like 1900. Which was when it was quite cold. But the other issue then is that, on the other hand, we're learning about this 2,300-year cycle. The cold part of that was in around about 1400. And when we come out of the little cold cycle we're going into now for maybe 20 years, we will be back into this steadily warming 2,300-year cycle, which will just, for the sun itself, will keep ramping up as well as the CO2.
So you're saying don't be deceived by this short cool spell.
I'm certainly saying do not be deceived. Be concerned also that the sun is going to keep adding to CO2 after the short period. Scientists find it difficult to communicate on this hand, on that hand. Economists can get away with it. Scientists can't. But that's exactly what I'm saying. We have two factors here. One, which is in the short term, is going to look like the scientists have been wrong. In the long term, they're right.
Ken McCracken. And that idea was the feature of a cover story from New Scientist magazine a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Ken McCracken talks to me at length next Thursday evening at 7:30 on In Conversation. Themes from his book, Blast Off. And by the way, don't miss the documentary on ABC Television next Tuesday at 8:30, making a compelling story for once about carbon trading. That's ABC Television next Tuesday evening at 8:30. Production for today's Science Show by David Fisher and Charlie McCune, and lots of help from Nikki Phillips. I'm Robin Williams.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.